I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nuclear is the hot word in the Israel-Iran conflict. On Thursday, June 12th, the global nuclear watchdog IAEA declared that Iran's program is in non-compliance. They called for a diplomatic solution, yet the next day, Israel opened fire on Iranian military and nuclear targets. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says emotions are running high.
But we need to remind ourselves that we are Christians first. God's call on our lives is to be peacemakers. At the same time, every single person, I think right now, in the Middle East is being affected, impacted, whether it's you, your family, your relatives, or your friends.
Sharaya asked for prayer that international leaders put the needs of their people first, and for these events to turn people to Christ. And sometimes following Jesus can be costly, especially in places like Tunisia. It put Ahlem Afari at odds with her family. Speaking through an interpreter at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, she says her journey to Jesus began with a dream.
I was in a pit. He came and gave me his hand and took me from that hole. He told me, I am Jesus and you are free if you want to follow me. If you don't want to follow me, you can stay here. Those words in my heart transformed my life completely.
She woke up a changed person, but those changes only brought challenges from her loved ones.
I had some difficulties in the beginning with some members of my family, especially my oldest sister. She used to hide my Bible, but I trusted God because these difficulties are part of our faith.
Her story continues at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.